This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
North Stream News with the number out and take your calls. Most important part of the song, though, right here. Between the velvet lies, there's a truth that's hard as steel. The vision never dies. Stay with us.
Variants and subvariants, and I'm going to go with the Stefan Mansell. Let's talk about vaccine development, because we've heard how it happened, obviously, with COVID-19 starting from 2022, and how extraordinary the process was also in terms of the speed. How is development, adoption, and scaling of vaccine going on when it comes to different variants and subvariants? Because this is one of the big concerns as we're all here now, and we're discussing, we understand the context, and this is a great deal.
Sure. Good morning, and thank you for having me on the panel. So the great news versus 2020, where we are today, is we have manufacturing capacity. As Seth knows, when the pandemic happened, Moderna had made 100,000 doses in 2019 for the whole year. And I remember walking after Davos into the office of my head of manufacturing, and I say, how we make 1 billion doses next year? And they look at me a bit funny, say, what? I say, yeah, we need to make 1 billion doses next year. There's going to be a pandemic.
This is Matt Baker reporting live from San Diego, California. We are here at the Pfizer location here. We are wondering if they may be possibly doing gain-of-function or directed evolution studies here.
To be honest, I'm getting chills when I look at these things. It's very scary to imagine that just this piece of glass could be all that's between us and the lab leak here in San Diego. What's really going on here at Pfizer?
We've been kicked off the campus for taking some innocuous footage of what appears to be a bioweapons-type lab, much like the one in Wuhan.
Here I have brought them a copy of the Nuremberg Code, and they're also in violation of the International Bioweapons Convention. We're going to see if the police are actually going to show up and stop us from exercising our First Amendment.
Excuse me, sir. How do you feel about protecting the rock?
Stop what you are doing! Put down the Petri dish! Step away from the glove box! We're not in lockdowns! Cooking up viruses so we can make money off of the so-called cash cow that your mRNA director says you are doing!
Are you concerned with the recent situation of dying suddenly? Are you concerned that Project Veritas may have people in your building? The people of Earth are onto you. We know what they're doing. Pfizer is committing felony. Pfizer is committing war crimes. How do you feel working for a company that funds satanic rituals on television? Brought to you by Pfizer. Every news program on TV, brought to you by Pfizer. Did you watch that video by Project Veritas? Did you watch it?
Did you watch it, sir? Did you see the video?
So, obviously, you guys have the right to film, right?
We're not mad.
Are you mad about what
you're talking about?
You're not the audience you want to be talking to.
It doesn't matter. You are the audience. You're the human race. I want you to look it up.
What I'm doing is I'm telling you to look up Project Veritas video.
I heard you.
Yeah, what? Okay, well, then what was it?
You want me to look up Project Veritas?
Project Veritas, mutating viruses.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
You've got it, you've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are go. Launch. First probe. Maximum acceleration. We got it. All right, for the next 2 hours, I'm taking your phone calls, interspersing it with a hell ton of news. Wow. All right, I'm going to hit the Nord Stream pipeline and the big breaking news and some little added caveats I didn't hit last hour. Then I'm going to get the number out on this topic. Please indulge me only on that topic. I want to hear from you on that. Most days is free for all like yesterday. Today, it's this topic. Please, I want to hear what you think about it. Particularly any retired Navy divers or analysts or veterans, but the general public is welcome as well. But before I do that, let me tell you some of the other news I'll be interspersing here in the next 2 hours before the fourth hour. Russia massing 500,000 men for an attack in days as Zelensky begs for UK for help. Elon Musk announces he will reveal the master plan for humanity in less than a month. And I've told you this a lot. These are competing master plans with different competing elites on what the future of humanity will be. Our broadcast is getting you aware this is going on so we the people can unionize, not in a literal union, but in a cultural union of deciding our fate and future and not just letting these people decide them. And it looks like Musk is trying to crowdsource people to get behind his operation. Great, at least he's being honest about it. So let's have a debate that there are elites trying to form control of the world. They've always done it, and now they've got the power to do it. Continuing, more news about cancer exploding in every country that took the shot, particularly young people. Some good news, House votes to kill travel vax mandate for foreigners, already killed it for the troops. Though they're trying to make commanders illegally still order it, they should not follow those orders. Those are illegal. When you're given an illegal order, it's illegal, okay? They tell you to put, you know, one-year-old children in deep fryers or, you know, shoot somebody's dog out of a cannon for no reason. You say no. Continuing, Biden administration removing most surveillance balloons at the southern border due to cost. They're big cost-effective balloons up at, tethered at different heights. Some are flying around. That's where they should be. That's where they're constitutional. But no, they're being removed and being sent around the Midwest, they're reporting, to spy on people's farms and different green areas, make sure you're not building a barn you're not supposed to. Can't make that up. Elon Musk slams SICA censorship network as propaganda platform working with the government. Barry Diller says the Oscars are over and the movie business is finished. I agree with him. Fetterman's in the hospital, probably had another stroke. And the guy can't even talk. He's a perfect puppet for him. I mean, literally can't even talk. We've also got a bunch of other key reports on Biden's IRS is officially going after waiters and minimum wage people, even though they pay less than 6% of the taxes. 95% of the IRS will be targeted on working class poor people. I mean, you couldn't be a bigger jerk. If you couldn't run a bigger banner saying, I want to hurt little people and drive them into poverty and make them give up and go on welfare. I mean, it's almost like wanting to kill babies even after they're born, or drag queen pedophile time, or cutting off all the major pipelines in the U.S. and cutting off the coal power plants. I mean, they are just raping the hell out of us. And then Biden gets up there in a speech last week and says, it's funny, blue-collar workers are voting Republican. Yeah. And it's not like the Republicans are even that good. The Republican Party's like being shot twice with a shotgun. And Biden's like being shot 200 times with a shotgun. I mean, I don't want to be shot twice. I don't want to be shot 500 times. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So you guys actually found the clip in 10 seconds without me asking for it, of him saying it? Oh, it's B-roll. Yeah, well, since I said it, why don't you pull up the clip? It's all over the place. He says, yeah, suddenly Democrats, we're Democrats, blue-collar workers are voting Republican because you're raping everyone. So we've got that. Canada's passed the censorship bill for the government to run the Internet and surveil everybody. We've got the hearings on Twitter, which were powerful in exposing the fraud, how the government and Democratic Party run all the censorship and control through corporations and how totally illegal it is. Florida Dems says the stance allowing citizens to carry weapons without government regulation is fascism. No, not letting citizens protect themselves is fascism. Fascists always take the citizens' guns. Madonna looks completely demonic. We're going to be talking about that. And what serving evil does. Oh, they found the Biden clip. Here it is.
Those of you who are over 40, did you ever think we'd be in a situation where blue-collar workers are voting Republican? No, we've got to be honest, man. Because they think we forgot them. They think we don't care.
And he's like, we haven't forgotten you. Even though people making $40,000 a year or less pay 6% of taxes, I'm going to say that again, the group that pays less than 6% of the taxes, like 5.5% is the last number I saw, we're going to spend 95% of our enforcement on them. That isn't to get money. That ain't to get revenue. That's the, you know what, if you see the, oh, I mean, it, oh. That's the single parents they're trying to screw over. That's the hardworking little families where dad served 5 years in the military and now works at a gas station. And, you know, mom works at a daycare center and they got two kids and they like to, you know, try to pay for food and baby diapers. No, you don't get anything. They've got new spy programs, they report, where they're going to have a government fund to have other waiters and waitresses and other blue-collar workers tattle on who's getting cash. See, they want to get rid of cash, but, oh, you're surviving on cash? Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. We're going to step on you, and we're going to grind your ass into the ground, and then we're going to get up on TV and promise reparations to all the black people. Every black person will get $5 million if you vote Democrat. Just like last year, everyone that has school bills and tuition loans, it's all going to be forgiven for student loans. And then as soon as he got elected, he said, I'm sorry, we're not doing that. Do you think someone that hires 87,000 IRS agents last year, when he first got in, quadrupled a tax on working people and the working poor, do you think he's going to give you reparations, whether you're for him or against him? Do you think he's going to give you tuition debt jubilee? The answer is no, 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 no. They want to hurt you. They want to bankrupt you. They want you destitute. While they sit there and claim they love you, like all these big unions helping sell the jobs out to China and Mexico and India and everywhere else, while they tell you, oh, we love the working people, we love the working class. And don't get me wrong, you got the Koch brothers over on the other side trying to bring in all the cheap labor they can to exploit and then exploit everybody else. caught between a rock and a hard place. I want to talk about the Nord Stream pipeline. It, all the evidence, inside intel, false flag, run by the Biden, Obama, third administration, the fallout, where's it going, Russia's next imminent massive invasion part two. We're going to cover it all, World War III coverage, right now. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Or if you speak Spanish, Alejandro. 877-789-2539. The topic's World War III and all the fun that goes along with it, and the centerpiece, the deep state caught blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, and a war inside the deep state for not just the future of America, but the future of the world. I am your pro-human, pro-future, pro-anti-nuclear war talk show host. I am the battle-hardened, humbled, thankful servant of we the people, Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
So here's Hunter Biden, State Department operative Victoria Nuland, months before they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, bragging how they were going to do it. Here it is.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly? Since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control.
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
With regard to Nord Stream 2, we continue to have very strong and clear conversations with our German allies, and I want to be clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
I can't think of a more powerful way to punish Russian aggression than by rolling back what progress has been made and, if at all possible, prevent the Nord Stream 2 from ever being completed. Is that something that is being discussed with allies? Is that something that's being contemplated?
Absolutely. And as you recall from the July U.S.-German statement, that was very much in that statement that any moves Russian aggression against Ukraine would have a direct impact on the pipeline, and that is our expectation and the conversation that we're having.
So again, direct impact is one thing, but I'm literally talking about rolling back the pipeline. And it, loosely define that, but I mean taking action that will prevent it from ever becoming operational.
I think if President Putin moves on Ukraine, our expectation is that the pipeline will be suspended.
Well, I certainly hope that the Senate Foreign Relations Committee would take up legislation to go beyond just suspending it, but from ending it permanently. But anyway, thank you, Undersecretary.
By the way, Johnson said family hurt by the shots. That shows how these politicians are good on some issues and not. There he is, wanting an attack. They get the attack. That's just stupid. All right, that's my view. Hammer, Hardy, Carlos, Sue, Matt, Deshaun, Sean, Robert, Joe, Tom, Simon, Matt. We're taking all your calls and more here today. And I'm going to intersperse all that news I mentioned last segment in between it. I'm very upset about what's going on in Project Veritas. I haven't gotten around to calling James O'Keefe since I learned this yesterday afternoon. But the statement by the board of Veritas is very troubling. He goes and gets that giant coup, catching the Pfizer executive in all those activities. They confirm it's a Pfizer executive. All hell breaks loose. The FBI is threatening criminal charges against Veritas, and it looks like they're buckling. And if you want to know how this works, you need to watch JFK, which is all turned out the movie. It's incredible. It's like a documentary, though it's a film by Oliver Stone. I watched it again a few weeks ago. And it's incredible. There was like 10 Academy Awards for that. And you've got the FBI agents that work for Garrison, retired FBI agents that work in the prosecutor's office there in New Orleans, threatening other members' families, you name it, behind the scenes, and turning them against Garrison behind his back. That's what goes on. The heat, the pressure they put on you, folks, they put incredible pressure on us. And yeah, I can't turn the whole show into telling you what's been done behind the scenes to us, but it's been horrible. But it's been your prayers, your support that's kept us on air to go through this, and I'm so committed, I don't even know how to quit. But looks like, it doesn't look like it. I'm very disturbed. And I talked to James here and there on the phone. We've gone out to dinner a few times. I'm going to call him as soon as I get off air today. And he's been relieved. He's been kicked out. He's been put on paid leave. And their statement's like, well, we're a bigger group than James O'Keefe. That statement tells you they are removing him. And it's in direct response to his biggest thing they ever did 2 weeks ago. You see the timing of it. It's very troublesome. And, I mean, I'm surprised Veritas is still there. They have committed crimes against the deep state of doing a great job. And with O'Keefe's leadership and their whole team. And I'm sure they're about to indict a bunch of people that work there if they don't do this. And I think they've made the wrong move. I think they'll still get indicted now with all the criminal investigations against them. So I think they blinked. This game of chicken. I mean, at a certain point, a chicken, you just got to just jam down the accelerator and say, I'm ready. I'm not turning this car. I'm going. And you know what? The good news is if they want to go ahead politically as an allegory, then we take the enemy out and we go too, and the kids can be safe. I mean, that's what war is, ladies and gentlemen. Is you decide, I ain't giving up, and I'm not going anywhere, and O'Keefe hasn't given up, and if there's anybody out there that I can compare to us, and I'm not trying to say, oh, I'm so great, it's James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson. If I've got peers, and I'm not that good, I'm sorry, there's not people that have done more. It's James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson. There's a lot of other amazing people, the Steve Bannons of the world and the Jack Posobiecs have done incredible jobs. And but when the rubber meets the road for just the massive effect on tyranny, battling for liberty, breaking thousands of stories, just fearless, out-of-the-park work over and over again. I think for an execution, Tucker Carlson and James O'Keefe are better than me. In fact, I would see myself behind James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson. Not in total effect. I think Tucker, in total effect and execution, is the best. And then for overall effect, I'm a close second, probably over the years. He hasn't been doing this long. I've done more than Tucker Carlson for my listeners. What we've done. But so overall, InfoWars is the biggest, the most devastating. We've hit the enemy the most. They know it. They hate us. I mean, we changed the whole world. But that's it because we've been doing it longer. But I'm an old race car driver. And when new guys get on, I see Tucker the last 6-7 years go into high gear and just win all the races. I'm like, well, that guy's, he stays on the field. It's like being a Bird in the NBA and along comes Michael Jordan. You go, well, I've been the best so far, but Michael Jordan's better. It's kind of like, I've been more seasoned, so I can say I've done more. My scoring is higher, but Tucker Carlson's going to be the Michael Jordan if he keeps going. Okay, he'll be the all-time. But when it comes to execution and literally just incredible coup-level stuff against tyranny, James O'Keefe is number one. Number one. I admire him. He is incredible. And he's fearless, and they tried to put him in prison repeatedly, and I'm pissed. Now, I don't want to wreck Project Veritas by attacking him. I'm going to give him some time and watch what happens. But most people bend under pressure, and I think that's what we've got here. I think everybody knows that. We'll see what happens. But I'm calling, once we find out, when the dust settles, we know exactly what's going on, that James O'Keefe constitutes a new organization. Because he is the champion. James O'Keefe, we salute you, James O'Keefe. We thank you for our family's future. We appreciate you. We thank God for James O'Keefe. James O'Keefe, here's to you, my friend. You're amazing. You didn't back down. You didn't compromise. You are the maverick. You are the leader. We'll be right back.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distance.
All right, let's start going to your phone calls on Cy Hirsch, who's never been proven wrong, never lied. Always had the sources back to the My Lai Massacre of, again, the top 10 stories the last 60-plus years. He's like 7 or 8 of them. And he's got the sources, the CIA, and people said, don't do it, it's insane, but the leadership said it, blew up the pipeline, blamed it on Russia, a classic false flag. Russia set to send in 500,000 troops, thousands of tanks. This is escalating quickly. We're taking your phone calls one after the other right now. In the order your calls are received, Carlos in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, as always, it's a pleasure. You were at the forefront, Alex, 10 years ago. Well, 12 years ago when I first started listening to you. But talking about Cy Hirsch, I remember you had that show And I was telling people about it, but people always catch on, you know, a year or two after something like that is said. And I'm telling people to prepare for what's coming, you know, with the central bank digital currency, with the war, get ready for famine, get ready for this. But people are like, whenever COVID first happened and you were saying that all the states were going to lock down, that's at the point where they're at right now. They don't want to believe. They don't want to prepare. They just rather not know. But when
exactly. It's like almost 3 years ago, we said they're going to lock down. People didn't believe us.
Yeah, yes, sir. And we're at that same point right now where you're telling people to prepare and they're all nonchalantly going to the mall, spending their money. Mind you, you go to the store right now, Alex, and I'm pretty sure you're the same. We have a full organic diet, which we don't know if it's full organic anymore, but it's $300. So people, their most worrisome thing they have to worry about is putting food on the table, and that's the reason why they're doing it like that. So you don't worry about what's going on across the world and how it's going to impact us, because it is. It's going to impact us, but they want you to focus on the problems that you have directly in front of you.
Exactly. They make us not have a discretionary income to control us. Great points. Thanks for the call. Sean in Arizona, thanks for calling.
Hey, I was glad to be on the show. Long-time listener. Overheard you talking about the surveillance down here in Arizona.
Yes, sir.
It is almost non-existent anymore. I mean, can't give too many details, but we're deployed down here. And we got D.C. representatives coming down here basically telling us the numbers of migrants crossing the border, which are probably 80% lower than what the actual numbers are.
Last year and the year before by Border Patrol that in the Texas sectors, it's like a million a month, and that they're losing 80-plus percent of them. What are you seeing?
Oh, yeah, that's true. They're not allowing people in. They're making the standards so difficult and impossible to get through. And so basically the Border Patrol agents we got down here are just babysitters. So we don't have enough to do anything.
What do you make of the Fox News report that Biden is pulling the surveillance balloons from the border over cost, but then I read deeper, they're deploying them to spy on farmers?
Yes, they are moving the balloons out. So they are no longer located on the border. They are elsewhere.
And for folks who don't know, you can stick cameras at the border, but that gives you limited view. It's those directed cameras up there that let you see the smugglers, the drug traffickers, the foreign troops, you name it, right?
Correct.
So basically, they're taking ISIS eyeballs away.
Yep, exactly.
What is the view of the, you're saying active army, I should have said that, active army at the border. What's your view of that?
As sad as it sounds, it's a joke down here. Our hands are tied. We're basically being the babysitters of the babysitters. So,
well, that's what I said, is they have image of troops out there with guns, but you're there just to help transport them in.
Yes, and then we put them on a bus, send them right back, and they try again the next day.
And now Biden wants to get rid of Title 42 and not even send them back.
Nope. Which is why the representatives coming down here telling us, hey, these are the numbers that you guys see, correct? Basically, no ends out of it. So we sign off on it. So their numbers are completely off. I mean, it is a circus down here.
I've only been down there 6, 7, 8 times the last few years, and every time I'm there, it is a circus. Like, you've got many things to film. There's buses everywhere, little kids unaccounted for, being handed over, just thousands of people milling around. I mean, it's just crazy. And I'm not talking about just at the processing centers. I mean, where they're dumping them off at the charities. It is a circus.
Yeah, it's awful. It's just the lies from the media, and it's integrating into the military, and I've been in for years, and it's going too far.
Well, it's definitely waking folks up. What do you think of the news from Cy Hirsch that Biden blew up the pipeline?
You know, there's an objective, and everybody knows their agenda, and they're getting closer. It's closer and closer to it.
And what is the objective?
False flag. What's the objective?
Yes.
It's to throw the world over.
That's it. Because you know, if we have a real war with Russia, where we're almost at, they'll arrest people that criticize whatever they're doing. Once we're in a real war, once nukes are going off in Europe, I guarantee you this show will be off the air, folks. They'll just shut it down.
They're going to. They're trying. Everything they're doing is a calculated move to their next step.
And again, folks, their system's going down. They've been caught in Ponzi schemes. You're like, why would they do something so dangerous? Because it's like overturning a chessboard when you're losing. They're still in charge. So they create a crisis big enough, they think they'll be able to control it.
Yeah.
Well, how do you and your colleagues in the U.S. Army on the border, looking at all this, think we should deal with this?
Our hands are tied. Our mouths, they make us to where our mouths have to be shut. We're given cards to exactly what we need to say. We have to agree to everything. It's just, but there's a lot that are starting to step back and realize that.
Sure, but I mean big picture, marching into World War III in a set-up proxy war, not saying the Russians are good, but it's all set up. What should citizens be doing? I think U.S. intel leaking this to Hirsch is a good sign.
Who knows how the collapse is going to happen when it comes to it? It's not just going to be just a war over there. It's going to be war within the United States.
I totally agree. I totally. There are going to be power outages, cyber attacks, terror attacks. I agree with you. God bless you. Yeah, folks, it's serious. Let's go to Joe in Florida. We're getting down to the wire here. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I spoke to you several months ago about the alternative view of cosmology involving electricity. And, talking about heart being used as a weapon of war. To me, you know, I saw that electrical phenomenon. Well, that's how I interpret it. The cloud formation that they showed over Turkey. To me, that seems to be a natural phenomenon, and earthquakes are associated with electrical activity.
Yeah, usually you see all sorts of weird lights in the skies, weird ball lightning, thunderstorms, because the tectonic movement is expressing electromagnetic static in the atmosphere. But even the Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, bragged in 1997 to the Army Times at a press conference that the U.S. government had earthquake weapons, so it's legitimate to ask that question. But are you saying you think they use HAARP on the pipeline? I think they use explosives.
I think they probably used explosives. You know, we saw the military. There's reports that there's the military activity over the site previously. You know, then we saw Biden and Nuland talking about it. Saying that they were going to shut down the pipeline. So I think that was explosives. But no, I think that HAARP may be capable of that. But I also just wanted to point out that that would be mimicking a natural phenomenon. Volcanoes are also caused by electrical activity. I mean, this isn't necessarily accepted in the mainstream, but it's growing in popularity to think this way. And so the Earth, you know, in the HAARP, the acronym, the second A stands for auroral. And, the aurora, I believe, are caused by electricity coming into the atmosphere of Earth and interacting with the atmosphere. And they call those Birkeland's currents. And they're coming from the sun. And then the sun is on an even bigger Birkeland's current, a Z-pinch of it.
Absolutely. They're directing solar energy into the Earth and manipulating the crust, mantle, and core. Great points. Thank you so much, Joe. Simon, Dave, Jordan, Deshaun, your calls are straight ahead.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
America symbolizes opportunity. And that's why, despite so many of our problems and shortcomings, we've still been the number one destination for freedom in the world. And as bad as we were with the lockdowns, we were the best country in the world. The best house in a bad neighborhood. The United States invented talk radio. What a human event. Have millions of listeners and all these great callers calling in to be heard, unscripted, uncensored. It's amazing. We're talking about the Nord Stream pipeline, too. Cy Hurst, Pulitzer Prize winner. Always been dead on, but sources inside the government that they did blow it up. Plus, we have Biden admitting they were going to blow it up. We're taking your calls now. I gave the number out on that subject, but World War III is a big topic, so open borders is important and HAARP weapons is important. But we've got a bunch of calls here about the pipeline and what we think is going to unfold out of that. Let's talk to Simon in Florida on the pipeline, Germany and Norway. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I think it's, as you pointed out, very important for the listeners to remember that these plans have actually been long in the making. And indeed, an organization that you're well familiar with, the RAND Corporation, in May of 2019, put out a proposal for schemes such as this, which is called the Overextending and Unbalancing of Russia report, which came out in May.
I remember that. Say it again. We'll pull it up. Say it again.
It's the Overextending and Unbalancing of Russia, RAND Corporation, May 2019. And then after the invasion in February last year, they put out an update. And the update was very interesting as well. It just goes to show you how all these institutions are really involved in the deep state, talking about resources to counteract Russia's far hose of falsehoods in their approach to propaganda, and further research on the decay of truth, which is a phenomenon driven in part by the spread of disinformation. And obviously InfoWars is one of the organizations.
Sure, so if you don't want nuclear war and you want the truth, you've got all these spook agencies and think tanks that create policy targeting you. We've got it on screen. Good point bringing that up. So where do you think this is going?
Well, you've got to look at the profits. Who's made the profits? So the slightly surprising to many people aspect of the Cy Hirsch story was the very, very deep involvement of the Norwegians in this scheme, giving them advice because they had been doing oil and gas exploration in the area for decades. And of course, as the oil and gas prices soared up during the course of 2022, Norway, largely through their exports to Britain, but also to Denmark and some other countries.
Sure. Didn't they open a new pipeline the day of the bombing?
Well, yes, they opened a pipeline all the way from the Norwegian oil fields to Poland. And so that was how the Poles were largely unaffected by this crisis. But at the same time, Germany was hugely disadvantaged, and this resulted in a massive, massive wealth.
And by the way, I'm glad you raised that. So I love to take callers. You remind me of things I forgot. A lot of times bring up things I didn't know. But they flipped the lights off to Germany and Europe, but for who'd worked with them, the day they blow it up, they flip on to Poland, which is the supplier into Ukraine. So the Pentagon made sure they didn't cut off their supply chain to their war front. Right as they flipped off one power source, they turned on the other. I mean, this is, to me, that's the biggest evidence they blew it up right there.
Well, one also has to bear in mind that Ukraine is a very, very resource-rich country. So if they were to completely lose control, not only of Crimea, but also all their remaining Black Sea coastline, then, and if that were to be recognized by the world, then they would lose their entire shelf of oil and gas exploration in the Black
Sea. That's right. So we're talking about trillions in leverage, quadrillions of dollars.
Trillions, literally trillions. Plus also, Ukraine has about $500 billion of lithium, which was intended to be used to make EV battery plants in Europe. And the oligarch, Igor Kolomoisky, who was Zelensky's top backer when he ran for the presidency, is the man who owns the rights to those lithium deposits.
Well, I got to say, Simon, you sound like a CIA or Rand Corporation analyst yourself. You know what you're talking about. I don't want to get into who you are, but you definitely know your facts. What do you think is currently happening? What is the fallout of this? Where do you see this going?
Well, clearly, now we have a race for Russia to actually do another large-scale offensive, as you've been discussing with your listeners. And at the same time, Zelensky, and this is something that's kind of formed through the cracks a little bit because of the State of the Union coverage, but he's had the most incredible meetings with the entire House of Commons and House of Lords, the King of the United Kingdom, and being feted as an absolute hero. He was ushered before the Prime Minister into number 10 Downing Street, the official residence of the Prime Minister of Great Britain, and all of the staff were inside the lobby of the building, and they greeted him as if he were a famous politician who had just won re-election. And then he was immediately introduced to the Treasury Secretary equivalent of the United Kingdom, Mr. Hunt, who, of course, is the man who's writing the checks for all the money that's been sent to Ukraine. And then we had the hundreds and hundreds, over 1,000 indeed, members of the House of Commons and the House of Lords, the equivalent of the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate in the United States. And they were all standing below Zelensky whilst he addressed them in the Abbey of Westminster.
Well, sure, they didn't just endorse him like a rock star. They billed him as Winston Churchill.
Beyond. It's far beyond that. And now he's been in Brussels today and addressing the European Parliament, where he's been feted, received a very long
So what that says to you, they're betting everything on this long war. It's only going to get bigger. And again, Winston Churchill was under attack when he was doing all this. He was not being supported. So it's a completely opposite thing. Well, where do you see all this going?
Well, like I said, it's clearly matters are coming to a head in 2023. We've got lots of statements from lots of people, all showing that plans are being accelerated. Whilst there's been a kind of cover of these other global events, we've had Britain announce that they're going full steam ahead with a central bank digital currency by 2025, and they've also announced an office of digital identities and attributes.
Well, that's right. So they're going to use the fear of expanding war and the climate of war, just like they used COVID, to put in all their control systems.
Yeah, I mean, you cover this very well, and the show really is a lifeline to many people around the world, getting this information of the overall scheme. It's very rarely one individual attack. It's a huge coordinated scheme across a great...
Sure, is there a way to stop it? And do you think this Nord Stream attack coming out, obviously from U.S. intelligence arms that are not for this, do you think this could put the brakes on it, or what do you think is going to happen?
I think that this is significant in that, along with the admissions that Zelensky confirmed just hours ago that he never intended to abide by the 2015 peace treaty, which was called the Minsk II Accord that France and Germany guaranteed its compliance with, you've had Angela Merkel and former President Hollande also admit that that was just a delaying tactic.
And that's what Putin's been saying, is they keep breaking the deals every time.
And this is the problem that we have now. We're trying to renew a deal with the Iranians. We're trying to extend START 2 with the Russians. We want to put back in place the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Agreement. We've got the international health regulations, and we've got the WHO pandemic treaty. But what we're seeing is that America only wants to use these agreements as temporary tactics for long-term control schemes. And it's clear that in Asia and South America and Africa, nations are wising up to the fact that America cannot be trusted. And it's that loss of trust that will, in the long term, greatly degrade.
Exactly. So America's really losing its soft power right now.
It's losing its soft power to an enormous extent. And as with World War II, it's putting the battlefield onto Europe. And it's not bearing real physical costs itself. In fact, American oil and gas companies have...
Hold on, this is an incredible caller. Don't hang up. Do three more minutes with the other side, sir. Don't hang up, Simon. Because, thank you. Listen to what Soros has said. He said 2 weeks ago in a big report he put out, he said, we can't let even Europe or the U.S. feel this. It's got to be Eastern European wars. We've got to basically hide this war. Well, how the hell do you hide World War III? This is untenable. It only escalates. It is insane. So we're basically in the bunker, all of us right now, in Dr. Strangelove, with them trying to convince themselves and us that nuclear war is tenable. It is not. And that's why U.S. intelligence, that's not completely insane, a minority, is leaking the truth. Because this is crazy, Hitlerian, psycho behavior. We'll be right back to finish up with Simon.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.